I was looking at this market analysis report earlier, and it really got me thinking about those big institutional investors. You know,
Oh, absolutely.
like what's their playbook? What are they seeing that we're not? It's like they have this sixth sense about the market or something.
Yeah, they're definitely playing a different game.
Exactly. So in this deep dive, we're going to try to get inside their heads a bit, see what companies they're excited about, why they're making those moves, maybe even get a glimpse of where the market's headed next. Sound good?
Sounds good to me. Let's dive in.
Okay, perfect. So it's October 14th, 2024. The markets are buzzing, lots of action as always, but some companies are really standing out from the crowd.
Right. And there are definitely some clear trends emerging.
For sure. And one of the most interesting, at least for me, is this whole world of cryptocurrency and fintech. We've got Coinbase, Marathon Digital, Robinhood, SoFi. Talk about a mixed bag. What do you make of this group?
Well, I think the most telling thing is that institutional investors are starting to take them seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about speculation anymore. These companies are becoming a real part of the financial landscape.
It's like they're saying, okay, this is the future of finance, and they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. And that's a big deal.
Huge. Okay, let's break it down a bit. Coinbase, big player in crypto exchanges, they've been pushing really hard for more regulatory clarity here in the US. I have to imagine that's a big deal for institutional investors.
Absolutely. Institutions, they want to see those guardrails in place before they go all in. They need to know the rules of the game.
It's all about managing risk, right?
Exactly. And Coinbase's growth, it really hinges on wider crypto adoption. And that's not going to happen without some kind of regulatory framework.
It makes total sense. Okay, so you've got Coinbase playing the long game, trying to build that foundation. And then you've got Marathon Digital, completely different approach. They're all about Bitcoin mining. What's the play there?
So Marathon's a bit of a less direct bet on Bitcoin's price. It's more about, you know, if the price of Bitcoin goes up, their mining operation becomes more profitable.
Right, so it's kind of leveraged to the price of Bitcoin.
Exactly. But what I find really interesting about Marathon is their focus on renewable energy. They're using things like hydroelectric power for their mining
Oh,
operations.
wow. Okay, so they're tapping into that whole ESG movement, environmental, social, and governance, right?
Exactly. It's becoming a bigger and bigger factor for investors, even those who are primarily focused on profits.
Sustainability matters. I like it. So we've got Coinbase and Marathon, both in the crypto space, but with totally different strategies. That's fascinating. But what about Robinhood? They kind of shook things up a while back, making investing more accessible, but they've hit a few bumps in the road, haven't they?
Yeah, they've definitely had their share of regulatory challenges.
Do you think they can overcome them?
You know, it's tough to say. But their user engagement is still really impressive. They've got a huge active user base if they can get past these regulatory
They
hurdles.
could be a real powerhouse.
Exactly. High risk, high reward.
Makes sense. And last but certainly not least, in this group, we've got SoFi. They're on a mission to be the one-stop shop for all things finance, right? And that recent bank charter win has to be huge for them.
Oh, it's a game changer. Gives them a lot more flexibility and credibility. But it's not just about growth with SoFi. You know, it's about proving your business model.
Showing that they can generate sustainable profits over the long term.
Exactly. And that's what these institutional investors, that's what they want to see.
It's not just about the hype, it's about building a real business. I like that. So we've covered the movers and shakers in the world of crypto and fintech. Lots of innovation, lots of disruption, and clearly a lot of interest from big-time investors.
Absolutely. It's a space to watch, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. But let's shift gears a bit now and talk about the titans, the giants of the tech industry. These are the companies that are powering, well, pretty much everything these days.
Yeah, the backbone of the digital world.
Exactly. And we're seeing some really interesting moves from them as well, but we'll dive into that right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
All right, so we're back and ready to tackle the titans of tech. We're talking Microsoft, AMD, Supermicrocomputer. These companies are the backbone of the digital world, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're the ones laying the groundwork for everything else that's happening. The software, the hardware, the infrastructure, it all starts with them.
And they're not standing still either. They're constantly evolving, innovating, trying to stay ahead of the curve. Let's start with Microsoft, the classic tech giant. They seem to have their fingers in everything these days, cloud computing with Azure, gaming, you name it.
Yeah, and they just keep going from strength to strength. Their cloud business is booming. Their gaming division is killing it, and they're still a major player in the software market. It's like they can't do anything wrong. No wonder institutional investors love them. They're a safe bet, right?
Yeah, they're definitely seen as a reliable investment. They've got a long history of success. They're consistently profitable, and they're always adapting to new trends.
And that's key in the tech world, right? You snooze, you lose.
Totally. Things move so fast in this industry, you can't afford to rest on your laurels.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got Microsoft, the steady Eddie of the tech world, but then you've got AMD. Now, they're a bit more of a comeback kid, aren't they? I mean, they've been around forever, but they're really giving Intel a run for its money these days.
Absolutely. They've been on a roll lately, grabbing market share in key areas like data centers.
Data centers, as a huge market, what's driving that growth?
Think about all the data being generated these days, from social media to scientific research to everything in between. It's exploding. And all that data has to be stored and processed somewhere. That's where data centers come in.
Right. So AMD is providing the muscle for those data centers. Makes sense.
Exactly. And with the rise of cloud computing, the demand for data centers is only going to increase.
So AMD is in the right place at the right time. Now, the last company in this group, Supermicro Computer, I'll be honest, I'm not as familiar with them. What's their story?
They're kind of the unsung heroes of the tech world. You might not see their name on a lot of consumer products, but they're a crucial part of the infrastructure that powers the digital economy.
Okay, so behind the scenes, but essential nonetheless.
Exactly. They provide the hardware for data centers, cloud computing, all that good stuff.
So they're kind of like the picks and shovels of the gold rush, right?
Perfect analogy. Everyone's focused on the shiny new tech, but someone has to provide the tools to make it all work. Mm. And that's where Supermicro Computer comes in. They're the ones building the foundation.
And it sounds like institutional investors are recognizing their importance.
Oh, absolutely. They understand that these companies are essential to the growth of the entire tech sector.
It's all connected, right? It's not just about the flashy names. It's about the whole ecosystem.
Exactly. It's about understanding the bigger picture. And that brings us to our next group of companies, which are a little more diverse, but all share a common theme.
And that theme is diversification. We're talking about companies that are branching out, exploring new avenues for growth, trying to future-proof themselves in a rapidly changing world.
Right. You got it.
Yeah.
They're not content to just stick to their knitting. They're looking for new ways to innovate, to expand their reach, and to stay ahead of the competition. And that's what makes them so interesting from an investment perspective.
It's about adaptability, isn't it? The ability to evolve and change with the times. And speaking of evolving, let's talk about Amazon. They've gone from an online bookstore to, well, pretty much taking over the world. What's their secret?
They are the ultimate disruptors, right? Always pushing the boundaries, seeing what's possible.
Exactly. But they're strategic about it, too. They don't just jump into things blindly. They identify opportunities where they can leverage their existing strengths, like their massive logistics network, their cloud computing platform, AWS.
And they're not afraid to take risks. I mean, look at their move into healthcare. Amazon Pharmacy, their telehealth services, they're shaking things up.
For sure. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Okay, so you've got Amazon, the disruptor, the innovator, and then you've got Citigroup. Now, they're taking a different tack, aren't they? They're actually scaling back some of their consumer banking operations to focus more on wealth management and institutional clients. Kind of a surprising move, don't you think?
It might seem counterintuitive, but it makes sense when you think about it. The wealth management business is booming, and Citigroup sees that as a huge growth opportunity.
So it's about focusing on where the money is.
Exactly. And institutional clients, they tend to be more stable, more predictable than individual consumers.
Less volatility, less risk.
Exactly. It's a different ballgame.
Okay. And last but not least, we've got Walgreens Boots Alliance. Now, they're not just your average drugstore chain anymore, are they?
No way. They're transforming themselves into a full-fledged healthcare company. In-store clinics, digital health platforms, they're becoming a one-stop shop for all your health and wellness needs.
It's like they're tapping into this whole trend of healthcare consumerization. People want more control, more convenience when it comes to their health.
Exactly. They want options.
Yeah.
They want to be able to manage their health on their own terms. And Walgreens is positioning itself to be that go-to provider.
Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here today, from the cutting edge of finance and technology to the companies that are reshaping the healthcare landscape.
It's been quite a journey. But there's a common thread that runs through all of these companies.
That's that.
They're all future focused. They're not resting on their laurels. They're constantly evolving, adapting, and looking for new ways to grow.
That's what makes them so interesting to watch, and it's what makes them attractive to institutional investors.
Absolutely. These are the companies that are shaping the future.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. I hope you found it insightful, and as always, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.